News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A day after Haryana CM Manohar Lal Khattar hinted at a Khalistani element in the farmers' protest, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the stir was not politically motivated. The clarification came even as thousands of farmers rejected the centre's offer to hold immediate talks if they ended their blockade of key highways they have held, as they seek the scrapping of legislation they said could devastate crop prices. "I never called the farmers' protest politically motivated. Neither am I calling it now," Shah said in Hyderabad. The thousands of farmers will continue camping out on highways in Punjab and Haryana until three new agriculture laws are withdrawn. Jaskaran Singh, a leader of the Kisan Union or Farmers Union, told reporters, "The farmers say the laws could cause the government to stop buying grain at guaranteed prices and result in their exploitation by corporations that would buy their crops cheaply. The government says the legislation brings about much-needed reform in agriculture that will allow farmers the freedom to market their produce and boost production through private investment. These reforms have not only served to unshackle our farmers, but also given them new rights and opportunities," Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Sunday. A meeting of over 30 farmer groups was held to discuss Union Minister Amit Shah's offer for talks before the scheduled date of December 3, once they moved to Burari in the city. But the thousands of protesters refused to budge and prepared for spending another night in the cold at the Singhu and Tikri border points. Their representatives said Shah's condition that they shift the protest is not acceptable and claimed the Burari ground is an open jail. Opposition parties too pressed the government to initiate an unconditional dialogue with the farmers. "The condition laid down by Home Minister Amit Shah is not acceptable to us. We will not hold any conditional talks. We reject the government's offer. The blockade will not end. We will block all five entry points to Delhi," Surjeet S. Phool, Bharatiya Kisan Union's Punjab president, told reporters. "The condition put for talks is an insult to farmers. We will never go to Burari. It is not a park, but an open jail," he added. Gurnam Singh Chadhoni, Haryana unit president for the Bharatiya Kisan Union, said they were ready to talk but will not accept any condition now. Farmers who had reached Nirankari Samagam ground in Burari on Saturday also continued their protest there. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla, in a letter to 32 farmers' organizations sent on Saturday, cited the cold conditions and the pandemic and said the farmers should move to the Burari ground where adequate facilities have been made for them. "As soon as you shift to the ground at Burari, the very next day, a high-level committee of union ministers will hold talks at Vigyan Bhavan with the representatives of all farmers' unions with whom dialogue had taken place earlier," he said in the letter. The high decibel and acrimonious campaign by political parties for the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation ended on Sunday at 6 p.m, setting the stage for the December 1 battle for Hyderabad. As many as 1,122 candidates are in the poll fray for 150 wards in GHMC, constituting 24 assembly segments. Top BJP leaders, including its president J.P. Nadda and Home Minister Amit Shah, campaigned in the run-up to the polls, while TRS working president shouldered the responsibility for his party. Telangana Congress President Uttam Kumar Reddy and senior leaders also canvassed for their party's candidates. Hyderabad Lok Sabha MP and AIMIM chief Asaduddin Owaisi and his legislator brother Akbaruddin Owaisi participated in several rallies. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao addressed a public meeting on November 28, highlighting his party's commitments for the development of the city. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Smriti Irani, MOS Kishan Reddy and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath were among the prominent leaders of BJP who mostly focused on the family rule of TRS and undisclosed tie-up with the AIMIM. TRS and BJP leaders indulged in a war of words attacking each other. Shah, who participated in a roadshow on Sunday, launched a no-holds-barred attack on the ruling TRS telling television channels that the people of Telangana are angry and upset with the Telangana Rashtra Samiti and Oasis alliance with it. He said he was confident that the city would elect a BJP mayor this time. BJP Telangana President B. Sanjay found himself in a row following his comments that his party would conduct a surgical strike in the old city to chase away Rohingyas and Pakistanis after it wins the post of mayor in the civic polls. Akbaruddin Owaisi in a poll campaign earned the wrath of his opponents by asking whether the samadhis of former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao and TDP founder N.T. Rama Rao built on the Hussain Sagar Lake Bank would be removed, as he questioned the eviction drive against poor people residing near water bodies. The Telangana Director General of Police Mahinder Reddy had earlier said over 51,000 police personnel are being deployed for the GHMC polls. The entire effort is to ensure that the election passes off peacefully without any incident and people are allowed to exercise their franchise in a free and fair manner, he said. Polling will start at 7 a.m. on December 1 and end at 6 p.m. Counting of votes will be taken up on December 4. Steve Smith was at his imperious best as he scored a second successive 62-ball century to drive Australia to 51-run victory over India at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Sunday, sealing the one-day series 2-0 with a match to spare. The clash, almost a carbon copy of Australia's 66-run win in Friday's match at the same ground, was soured for the home fans by an injury to David Warner, which may rule him out of the Test series around the new year. Warner had scored a bright 83 in an opening partnership of 142 with his skipper Aaron Finch, who scored 60. As Australia made light of the stifling afternoon conditions to pile on a massive 389 for 4. Four overs into India's reply after a southerly wind had brought a dramatic drop in temperatures, however, Warner injured his adductor while fielding and had to be helped off the field. The 34-year-old opener was taken to hospital for scans, and Australia will be sweating over the results with the start of the Test series 18 days away. His teammates wrapped up the match comfortably enough despite a fine innings of 89 from Virat Kohli and a 72 from wicketkeeper KL Rahul as India limped to 338 for 9. "I felt good from ball one and was really able to go hard," said man of the match Smith. "Nice to score some runs for the team and get a good total. Nice performance." India's openers were dismissed in successive overs with only 60 runs on the board before skipper Kohli took charge and put together partnerships of 93 with Shreyas Iyer, who got 38, and 72 with Rahul. Once the skipper departed to a flying catch by Moises Enriquez of Josh Hazlewood, Rahul took up the mantle to keep alive Indian hopes that they might just pull off their biggest ever successful run chase in one dares. Rahul thumped 5 sixes in a pugnacious innings before holing out in the deep of spinner Adam Zampa. "Completely outplayed," said Kohli. "With the ball, we were not that effective. We just didn't hit the areas we wanted to that effectively. The chase always felt a bit too steep." Earlier, the day had belonged to the batsmen of the Australian top order, who once again were given the opportunity to showcase their skills in the face of some lackluster bowling. Smith needed only 64 balls for his 104 before falling to all-rounder Hardik Pandya, who before Sunday had not bowled in international cricket since September last year due to a lower back injury. Glenn Maxwell's belligerent unbeaten 63 from 29 balls and a stroke-filled 70 from Manus Labuschagne helped Australia build on the strong platform and finish with a flourish. Mike Tyson stepped through the ropes in his signature black trunks and heard the opening bell in a boxing ring for the first time in 15 years. The former heavyweight champion of the world traded lively punches with Roy Jones Jr. for 8 entertaining rounds that ended with 2 middle-aged legends warily hugging each other in mutual admiration. Their fight was only an exhibition and it ended in a draw, but for Tyson, the experience evoked the joy and excitement he felt so long ago at the start of his boxing career, and it was likely the start of a new chapter in his epic life. "I'm happy I'm not knocked out," Tyson said. "I'll look better in the next one." Tyson showed glimpses of his destructive prime on Saturday night during The 54-year-old boxing icon's return to the ring against the 51-year-old Jones. Tyson had the most impactful punches, showing off versions of the footwork and combinations that made him the world's most feared fighter. After 8 2-minute rounds, both Tyson and Jones emerged from Staples Center, smiling and apparently healthy. Tyson's return to the ring for this show attracted international attention, and Iron Mike did his best to demonstrate his months of work to recapture a measure of the form that made him a legend to a generation of boxing fans. Tyson tagged Jones with body shots, head shots, and a particularly nasty uppercut during a bout that was required by the California State Athletic Commission to be a reasonably safe, glorified sparring session. Tyson was exhausted 2 hours afterward, but also clearly energized as he recounted his emotions with his wife and team looking on. "I took my youth for granted," Tyson said. "This event made me find out what I was really made of. My body feels splendid. I want to beat it up some more." Hip-hop star Snoop Dogg's witty television commentary was among the loudest noises inside Staples, and he had a handful of zingers. "This is like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.